first and foremost, huge congratulations. Can you put your feelings into words?
Thank you very much, Kieran. Of course, we're absolutely delighted. We got over the line. It was a difficult game, and we stumbled over the line in the end up. So we're delighted and very proud of kind of everybody involved today.
Talk to me about the semi-final. You beat on the semi-final. You beat Cork Hill. That was a huge victory for your side in the semi-final. What was the lead-up like to the final and training that week? I'm sure with all systems go.
Of course, I know. Like, Cork Hill is kind of the leading the way in local football. With all due respect to the rest of us, you know, and any team that comes through them, I think deserves to have a good chance of winning it. So that was the big game. We built it up so much to get over the line against them was a massive achievement for us again to get into another Ulster final. We were in the stage last year and unfortunately beaten by Letterkenny, so we were just trying to use that as a bit of fuel for this year and try to right the wrong and do things that we didn't do last year. But it was much the same. It was a tight game. We thankfully got the goal kind of early today, and I must say we probably didn't play that well late on, but we held on for dear life in the end up and got over the line.
Well, we're going to chat about the game in just a second. What was your knowledge on Kildonan? Because Kildrum are playing in the Ben McCormick Sports Premier Division, and you have Kildonan and the NHS Own Football League. Had you much knowledge of Kildonan, and have you played them much recently in the recent past?
Well, we've met Kildonan. We met them last year in the early stages of the Ulster, I believe, and we came through the tie. But you know yourself, it changes quite a lot year on year. And we knew that they were they're quite a young side, young and pacey. And that's it, really. Like, it was trying to concentrate on ourselves and just try to perform well and show up on the day and not let the whole occasion and nerves and play too much of a part. And we started the game quite well, and I think we put a strong foothold early. And as I say, then we went ahead, and it was a matter of trying to see it out.
Would I be correct in saying, Shane, the disappointment of losing last year would have been a driving factor this time round? That experience of pre-match and everything else that all comes with it, I'm sure it helped your side this season round.
I would say you're absolutely right. Last year was tough to take, but we were beaten by the better side on the day. And it's just when you come to these finals, you don't want to leave it behind. You want to come and show up in your, you know, and be at your best as close to as possible. So we were trying to just say that, you know, since really we qualified for the final. And as I say, I thought we particularly started really well and put them under real pressure and got the goal. And it really did settle the nerves. Something that we didn't do last year. We went one behind and we couldn't get back into it. So just delighted to get over the line.
Since I've started here, Shane, on Highland Radio Sunday Sport, every time Kildrum Tigers at a big match, the same name keeps popping up. Big goals, big occasion. That man, Johnny Robb. How fitting is it for him that he's actually the goal scorer winner, that his goal was actually the winning goal for this cup final?
Yeah, I'm delighted for Johnny. That's probably the way we play. We've always had a real good striker since I have kind of come in. It was always Kevin McHugh who allowed us to kind of defend deep and play up to a real quality striker. And since Johnny's come in, as you say, like last year when we played Cork Hill, we got over the line against them in the semis. It was two from Johnny. And throughout all the big games this season, it was the same. So when it mattered, you know, goals are worth gold, you know what I mean? When it mattered, he came up today with the big goal, and he continually has in the two seasons he's been here. So he's an unsung hero at times with us, because he goes through a lot of work and he takes a lot of hits, and he's a lone striker at times. But I'm delighted for Johnny, really happy for him that you know, he scored today, and I just seen him taking pictures with the trophy with his family as well. So it's very nice to see.
Shane, in terms of experience, I did mention you'd League of Ireland experience. You mentioned Kevin McHugh, Matty Crossan, also part of the squad. Is there a good mix, a good blend among your squad, and is the future bright for Kildrum Tigers?
I don't know, to be honest. I would like today. Everything will be positive today. But no, we have people that have played, had good careers, but it's a small group to pick from. You know, this time last year, you just mentioned Matty. This time last year, Matty was at the game against Rovers in the final. He was cheering us on. He had stepped away from football, and I was trying to get him back, and I was on them all year. So, you know, he put in a real good effort, and he was excellent today. Like, you know, he's a real top quality player. Mind you, he's aging a bit. He wouldn't like me saying, but like, you're kind of, we have such a small pool of players to pick from that, you know, age, as they go on, it doesn't really matter. We need to have them in. But we have some nice players coming through. So hopefully that blend now, this is the first time we've got over the line, to be honest, in a while. So hopefully now that kind of settles us a bit and allows the younger boys to, you know, really push on and know that there's, you know, big games locally for them.
Finally, Shane, we all know success breeds success. Is there a wee title push now next season? The third tier in the League of Ireland is coming in. There'll be no Letterkenny Rovers or Barnegie in the league next season. Can Kildrum Tigers be a serious title contenders?
I would hope so, Kieran, but you wouldn't know. Like, of course, we'll go away. Like, and like every game, we try to be competitive, but it's not for a want of trying. We've been trying this last number of years, but teams like Letterkenny Rovers and Fannin before that were deserved champions, but it'll not be for a want of trying down on our part. Hopefully we can learn, and as you say, success, maybe that'll settle us a bit or give us a taste for it, maybe push us on a bit more, but I'm sure there's nine other teams that'll have an answer for you on that one as well, so hopefully it would be nice.
You used the words taste for it. Do you have a little taste now for celebrating over the next few hours?
It's going on as I speak here, so I would say it'll run on for maybe a day or two, you know yourself, so it's all part of it. It's very nice. Like, there's a lot of the boys and their families and children scooting about here, so it's very special. Not to be too sentimental, but it's lovely to see, and these days are few and far between, so when they come, it's important to soak it all in, as you know yourself.